number one.
Correct.
Speaking on Crooks from Freedom. 175, Division 2. Still working on Henderman here for cleanup. Both wrestlers are going to have their nose taped up now. I have a final to report to Division 2 at 157, Adam Haas with a victory. Not Adam Hess.
Not Adam. You've been waiting all day to say that.
Oh, I have. Adam Haas from Shoreland Lutheran, a junior with a 33-2 record now. Picks up a win over Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, 11-2, major decision. This Adam Haas is in pretty good shape.
Yes, he is. We must have missed Heiser's match. We'll get that later. We have another Iowa Grant. Oh, this is what we were looking for, is Henderman against Paulson.
Paulson down here.
They're going. They got back to action after the blood time, under 15 seconds, 0-0 in the first period.
Well, you were doing that.
I was, yep. There's going to be a takedown for Paulson. You were focused on the other areas, Kurt.
I'm sorry.
Somebody has to watch the rest of them.
Yep.
Well, we got blood all over now. We got to do some cleanup again on Henderman's mat.
Kupta over there leads Blosky. The three now. Mat number three, we have Reese from, I think that's Bigfoot. I'll get the right people out there at 165.
Bigfoot William Bay, yep.
The Bigfoot William Bay, that's Carter Reese. And he's taking on from Baldwin Woodville, Andrew Thompson. 10-0 in favor of Reese from Bigfoot. He's a good football town down there.
Austin, the theater wrestler out there on the mat.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be Swerz over there.
Swerz over there, yep.
Yep. They did a real, because they get on Facebook now, because the Miller family has always been interesting to me, especially Mark Miller. But they did a nice job this week of promoting a lot of their athletes and stuff. Of course, Tommy's back in the reins there. I look for good things out of Mossy again. Got a pretty nice principal and Randy Gillen. Keeps things in order.
Randy's the principal?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But full-time job just keeping Tommy Miller alive.
Now, Randy's son, Hayden, is here at the state tournament.
He's going to wrestle here pretty quick.
Yep.
You bet.
And Tom Miller's son, Landon, pretty good sophomore.
He bet he is.
Yep.
We're going to see him very quickly. Okay, Swears leads in that match, but it's a 3-2 score. We're in the second period. You're back to action finally again.
We are back to action. It's a 3-0 lead for Paulson as he got the takedown right at the end of the first period. We're just starting the second period.
See if there's any other interesting matches.
There's a bunch coming up, I see, on deck and in the hole. A lot of local guys.
And we have Walter on deck on mat number 7. Greeno on that same mat. I'm not going to say what the word is up there because I already got pimped on that one. I got Rule from Mineral Point in the same position as Greeno on mat 8. He did a better job pronouncing that Kupta than I did. Plus, he's in the hole on mat number 6 from Iowa Grant. He's going to take on a young man from Turtle Lake. So Kupta won that match over there against Blosky. Put Blosky in the backside. That was at 175.
Back to Henderman's match. 4-0 now as Paulson gets the escape. 109 to go in the match. Or excuse me, not in the match, but the second period. As they attempt for a takedown for Henderman and they go out of bounds.
That's number 6. That's Henderman. The other. I got to get the right one over there. That's Buffy taking the mat now against Wright from Turtle Lake at 165.
They're right next to each other, two Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers. Stick with Henderman, and then we'll jump on Buffy. Once it gets exciting. Henderman is still down by four. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Henderman's trying to keep up off the mat, keep his hips off the mat here, not to give up any more points. Hanging on to the backside, over the backside with the ankles. We're going to kill me. Both wrestlers will restart on their feet. Bussy got his first takedown early in that match.
There, I finally found my 165 sheet. Nicely done.
Down to a couple seconds here. Down by four is Henderman.
Brandon Wright from Turtle Lake takes on Jackson Bussy over there. And Bussy, early takedown.
Going to start the third period, and Enderman's going to take the bottom position. Down by four. Off the whistle, the arm stop by Paulson. Now he's trying to come through with a cradle, but Enderman stops that, comes up to his feet, gets the hand control, is able to turn his face and gets the 1 point on the board. Got within three now. He's takedown will tie it up. 6 down will tie it. He's looking inside there. Good activity, good motion. Whoa. Stuck by there. Greg. Attempt at a shot by Henderman. Now he's down on a high single trying to get up around the corner. Pulling the other elbow. Short fireman works to his feet. Down to a minute to go. There's another shot at a single leg. Doesn't get it. Backs out. Comes in. Regroups. Back to his feet. Those guys go off the mat. So work their way back to center. Have blood time or clean up again for Paulson. Paulson's got a 3-point lead just under a minute to go in the third period. So
last week in that true second place bout, it was 11-8 with Paulson coming out on top. Over there in the Buffy match, it's 6-0 now. But they're in the second period with about 45 seconds to go in that period with Buffy riding. You finish up blood time. Look around here and see what else we got going on.
Another moss in the city kid. We were talking about Hayden Gillen. He's out there now on mat one.
There, did Schwerz win there?
Schwerz is still wrestling on mat two.
Oh, okay.
Down by two.
That's 5-3 there. Interesting how teammates don't even have to go back to Henderman to pull.
Yeah, Hinderman's back in action there. He's under 40 seconds. He's got to get a take. Tie it up here. There's a warning against Paulson. That's the start. Warning for stalling. He's got to keep being active. Trying to get that high single leg, high cross single leg, but he just can't finish it. Paulson is able to block everything. Now Henderman, he's got the overhook.
Plus he gets a pin over there.
Seconds. So Brian Allen is encouraging Henderman. Rock Henderman. We got blood time cleanup again now for Paulson.
Weir's down there has tied the match at 5-5.
Gillen is losing.
Down three. Yeah, he's down 3-0 in his match at 190. Weir's is in overtime, or we'll call it. I don't call it a sudden victory. I like that one better. So the first point here, 175-pound bout. We have the gentleman from Boston Radio right next to us. We could almost have him do play-by-play
yeah.
here.
No thanks. There's a takedown for Henderman. Oh, doesn't get it, though, as Paulson bounces back up to his feet, but it's just a battle. But Paulson is going to hold on for a 4-1 victory. I'm going to jump over to mat 7 now. That's got Nolan Waldner.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking the mat there.
Sorry, David. I've been watching these Boston Rubbers.
That's all right. He just started here. He is facing Jack Owens from Cumberland.
Esten Swears was in the state finals last year. Has kind of an up-and-down year until last week in sectional finals where he won the championship there. And now he's in this sudden victory, and now they're going to go to the 32nd Tribakers. Back to you, David.
All right. They just got to clean up. It's back in the center circle, and they'll restart here with just under a minute. And it's a tap from Owen. Does get the takedown as late, or maybe call it out of bounds, but the official called the takedown in favor for Jack Owen. As he had just did a little bit of a hip toss as Nolan came into him, maybe a little bit over-aggressive. Giving up near fall at the edge, he tried to turn out of that, which he does, and they go out of bounds. But he does give up the takedown and the near fall, and now we got blood time again. So 7-0 lead for Jack Owens of Cumberland.
First 32nd try breaker with Esten Spears, and oh, he gives up. First of all, he gave up the escape. Well, you know what, the game period's over. Young man forgot that we go 30 second goes each way.
Yeah.
He is up by three. He's got an 8-5 lead, but now it's up. I wonder, Tommy's arguing maybe the period wasn't out and he ran away. But one who knows that is the official. So it's 9-5. Look at Keelan's match. It's 4-1. He's trailing.
Waldner's back in the action here as they're cleaned up. He's in the down position, down by 7, under 30 seconds to go in the first period. And we're trying to work to his feet, gets the hand control, tries to work up. And tries to do a little hook and roll as he's trying to get the Owens off his hip. And does a good job breaking him down, flattening him out, working that arm bar underneath, trying to dig it out.
Esten Spears in on a double leg. Can he finish it? And he does.
Wow.
We're going to go to the ultimate. That might be the first one I remember today.
Yeah.
David's got a bug in his ear over there.
I got two of them. I got the Boston radio, and then I got the TV guys up there.
Oh, you can hear them scream too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Keith Fenwick.
Keith, yeah, Boston.
He's from Boston.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Don't want to miss Hayden Gillen's match. He trails 5-4. If he can get a reversal here, and he's going to score near fall points, too. This is a big point for him. He may even get the fall here. Got to go back to, you need it, I'll give it back to you, but I'm going to go to Spears' match there.
Right,
9-9.
I'll keep an eye on Nolan's match. Still down by 7.
We're in the situation. Spears has got to get out, or he's going to get ridden out and he's going to lose the match that way. Trying to come up to his knees. No action here. Official's kind of waiting for something to happen. Roll through by Swears. He's got to get quick here. Time running short. Oh, and he's going to give up back points now. Oh, he's just going to call the match over. He didn't give up the back points. But Swears loses the heartbreaker there. In the ultimate tiebreaker. Back to you, David.
All right, no, back to Nolan Waldner. He's down by 9 here. Did get the escape. 10-1. Under a minute to go in the second period. Now he's trying to fight to stay off his back here as the arm bar is in for Owen. Nolan's trying to work his knees up and front. Trying to get pushed back to his base there, but Owens is riding parallel there. He's got to get off the hip. He's got to get off the side. Now Owens is able to get to his base.
Boston wrestler Hayden Gillen, he got a ball there in his match, so he moves on to the semifinal.
Now Nolan has given up some near fall. Down to 12 seconds to go in the second period. And that'll be the end of the period, but he is going to give up some more near fall. 4-point near fall makes it 14-1. Jack Owens of Cumberland.
Beautiful one out there now from Belleville, Monticello, Nuglaris on mat number three. We got two real fine wrestlers here from Belleville.
Waldner just loses
that match, so 13-4.
Well, Waldner started the match on both guys on their feet. Now he's in jeopardy of giving up the takedown, which he does. That's going to be a check fall, 17-1, in favor of Jack Owens from Cumberland.
Check fall?
Check fall, 17-1.
Thank you. We need to take a break. We will do that. Be back with more from the Kohl Center in a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
We are getting to the precious few matches here on Thursday night. They're not closing down any of the match yet, but as far as our local wrestlers are concerned, Seth Greeno is out there on mat number seven. Maybe we can pick up on the DeSoto wrestler. He won on the same mat earlier tonight. Seth Greeno, a senior from DeSoto, looking for his 50th win against a wrestler from Michigan who has exactly 50 wins.
Yeah, he's facing Owen Stott, the sophomore. Stott has a 3-0 lead right now.
That's because he shot first.
Shot first?
Yes.
You're going to get an answer to that one. He let him right into that.
Trano is on the top. He starts the second period in the top position. Got a nice sideways break down there. Got a score at some point here, down by three, trying to get some back points.
Wow, look at that Chris Carey, that big guy around the mat over there.
Wow. Ross Chris from Darlington Blackhawk.
Yes.
He's 15. He's the 2 seed and Carey's the 1 seed. Randall has to restart after a stalemate. Goes right to that ankle breakdown, drives that ankle forward. Still working that right side. He breaks down. Scott is able to work back to his base, but then Greeno flattens him back out again. Got Scott down on the hip. Now he puts that half Nelson and he's getting near fall.
going to take the lead with the near fall. Scott does his best to get off his back, but he does get the four-point near fall to take the lead. 4-3 now in favor of Greeno. Under a minute to go in the second period. Picks that ankle again, trying to drive that forward a tight waist. Gets shot on his hip, finds him out, and it works that tight waist. And goes to the coffee grinder, head in the armpit there on the left side. Puts in that arm bar.
Matthews is on deck on mat 5. That'll be right in front of us. That'll be good.
Excellent. Scott works to his feet now, and Greeno takes him back to the mat. And it looks like they're just about to the end of the second period. Going to finish the second period with a 4-3 lead. 4-3 lead for the senior from DeSoto.
We have number 1 ranked Tyson Marsh from Aquinas Deacon on Spring Valley out there. So we might have Matthews on the mat real quick. Back to you, David.
All right. So we're going to start the third period as Scott will be down. Greeno will ride on top. Greeno returns him back to the mat. Took at everything he had to lift him and return him to the mat, but he got him down there. He's working that 2-on-1 ride underneath.
Got one 175-pound bout out there. Not sure how we did that, but all the other mats are on 215 or 285. Huh. Of course, then we got Greeno's mat, so we'll keep that one.
Yeah.
175, too.
Greeno doing a good job with that tight waist ride, and here comes Grant Matthews walking to the mat right now.
Oh, here comes Matthews.
It looks like maybe a new uniform, too. I don't remember seeing that one.
I don't remember seeing that one either.
Yeah. Be ready, folks. Grant usually doesn't take that long.
Grant Matthews, he's going to take on Brian Ortega from Kenosha St. Joe's Catholic. I guess if he can get him to show up.
Here he comes.
There he comes.
And Seth Greeno is holding on to a one-point lead with 45 seconds. Working that tight waist to an arm bar. Going to give up the escape. Now it's going to tie it with 30 seconds.
Now I've been fine. A D3.
And he's got the underhook. There's a double leg takedown for Greeno. Greeno's going to win this match with a takedown. Nearly got near fall, but he's got to hold on here to this takedown and keep control as we're down the last 5 seconds. And he's going to get himself a 7-4 victory for Seth Greeno.
Nice work.
Jump over to Grant Matthews.
With that win, Seth gets into the semifinals tomorrow night for the DeSoto Pirates. You bet. Great for him and their program. Matthews so far has just been typical Grant Matthews. He comes in and looks for looks for underhooks, looks for movement there. And so far, Brian Ortega's been able to hold him off. But as you mentioned before, as soon as Grant maybe gets a hold of you there, it's maybe a little flying lesson or whatever.
You don't see Grant backing up much in a match.
So, as you mentioned that, Ortega just gets warned for stalling there.
You're a minute into the match.
Yep, in a minute. Into that. We saw that earlier tonight. Young lady finally got called for unnecessary. Went for a headlock there and missed it. That was a big swing and a miss.
Looks like he was throwing a fastball to home plate.
That did. For the last 35 seconds here, you say Ortega got warned for stalling, so Grant has definitely been the aggressor. The only thing you want to be a little bit careful, but Grant hasn't had that happen to him a lot this year. Oh, now we're getting a little chippy here, though. Nice slide by the attempt by Grant. Almost got around behind him.
Now we're down to the last 10 seconds. It's not too often you can see Grant had a scoreless first period.
No.
You need to watch Ortega a little bit, and I can understand a little bit of Grant's frustration. Ortega is coming up right with his left hand and going right on Grant's throat.
Gavin Hinderman's looking for a pin here as he's got his opponent, Brock Nason, to take on his back. Gavin got the first takedown. Now he's got some near fall. We're 1 minute to go in the first period.
Ortega doing a nice job getting out right away for an escape, but this time now Grant locks it up and moves him over and puts him on his back.
That's it.
He's got him in a good spot here. He's going to get three for the takedown. And there's the ball. 20 seconds into the second period. So 2:20, Grant Matthews is moving on, and he hopes to look for that. Where's Brody Volkoff? We've got to start looking for him. He must be out here pretty soon. Oh, he's on mat number seven.
No, mat three. Mat seven is Gavin Hinderman.
Oh, that's Gavin. Okay.
Mat three is Brody right over here.
Oh, he's down here on this end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gavin, meanwhile, is 7-0.
You watch Gavin, I'll watch Brody.
8 seconds to go in this first period. 14-0 now. So Gavin gets one turn here. He'll get the check ball and we'll jump over to Blackhawk then.
Goal scored. Quite an ending over there with Chris match. He ends up losing that 15-14. Oh, that was a heck of a match. Who's the young man that beat him there?
We're going to go into the second period here with Gavin Hinderman, the senior, Iowa Grand Highland.
15.
I can look it up too. Preston Krieger of New London.
Oh, yeah. There's a program he has learned about that. He's got a nice hair color, too. No score at Hinderman's match. Sorry.
Starts the second period here. Hinderman's going to be down, Gavin Hinderman. There's a point for the escape. Gavin's got the win with a 15-0 victory.
Good for him.
Yeah, meanwhile, Bodhi Brockhop is that all
four, yep.
Stanley
Boyd,
Willie
Brigger
against Bodhi Brockhop is facing Wyatt Floatmeyer from Aquinas.
Yeah, that was kind of a rematch. Wiltmeyer's one of those young men that just impresses you that he doesn't look like a big 285 pounder, but man, he gives you all.
Neither one of them are that. I mean, they're tall, skinny, 285.
Well, Brody is extremely tall for a 285 pounder. He was that way last year as a 215 pounder. Now he comes in with a nice headlock. This is his move here. He's going with that headlock, front headlock. He was going to go for a side cradle, but he decided to swing around and get another takedown. So now he leads 6-0 in this match. Wow, that was quick. Well, now he's got Floatmeyer in some trouble here. He's got a leg hook and an arch over, looking to score back points. And yes, he is scoring back points. So he holds him there. Oh. So far, only got a two count. Now he's got him over again. This time he gets the four, so now he's going to arch into a little bit more and see if he can get the fall. Leading toward the front, there it is. So they keep parading along, and you know, actually for Southwest Wisconsin, I think there's a lot of us looking forward to that rematch maybe in the final Saturday night. Meet Brody Brokop and Grant Matthews.
Meanwhile, Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, looks like he's getting himself a pin. Pin and 111 for Wesley Egan.
We got the other, he must have missed Kiri too, but we have the heavyweight from Parity Sheen over there.
Jack Simmons, yep, he's up 3-0.
Kiri won his match in a 122 pin.
122 pin?
Yep.
We're down to the last 8 matches.
Yeah, we even got 2 matches that are dry.
We should take a break. We'll be back with more and pick up on Jack Simmons, et cetera,
As our coverage continues in a moment, this is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
100.9 WRCO. Welcome back to the Cole Center in Madison. We are on the home stretch, just a handful of matches left. They've cut down or shut down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches, David. And we're down to three matches, I believe, three or four. So let's pick up on Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, and things are looking there good again for our listening area.
Yeah, looking very good for Jack as he's up 7-0 just starting the third period. And both guys are on their feet here, wrestling neutral position, looking for takedowns. Do you call this the home stretch or the hotel stretch?
Well, that too.
<laughs> 15 seconds into this third period, it's still 7-0 in favor of Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Two other matches going on right now. Of no local interest for us. Still catching up on his brackets there. To give some updates. Next match is nearing the 1 minute mark. Still 7-0. Schedule for tomorrow starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Division 1 and girls consolation prelims at 10 a.m. 1 minute to go in this match. Still 7-0. Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, the junior. Jack's record as a junior is 46-9. And Brock Spence of Campbell Sport, the senior, his record is 38-8. Jack Simmons does add on with a takedown, now 10-0. Under the last two matches, Jackson controls his match with a 10-0 lead. Down to the final 20 seconds here. He worked a two-on-one ride there. Warning against him now for stalling. He's in control, though, 10-0, 14 seconds as they reset at center circle in the neutral position. the whistle to start the ending here. Jack Simmons, the junior for Edison, is going to get himself a 10-0 victory here for the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks.
The winner on the last four, the 18-285 Prairie du Chien. Yeah.
Leaves us with the final match going on right now is Logan Bachman from St. Croix Falls and Valentino Vargas from Martin Luther.
Why don't we pick up on... No, just kidding. Let's take one last break, and we'll come back and wrap things up from the Cole Center in Madison as our area wrestlers are all headed to the locker room or their hotels, and we'll be doing the same. Thanks for joining us. Back in a moment to wrap things up. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back on the air throughout the day tomorrow with some consolation round matches. The semifinals are tomorrow night. I believe we have basketball game on the docket for tomorrow evening, but we will tape delay, record some state semifinal matches, and we'll get them in tomorrow night as best we can. But we can tell you that the day has gone well locally. Cole, David, some disappointments during this state quarterfinal round. Ethan Hady of Richland Center suffered a defeat. He's now in the consolation bracket. Jaron Grimswood of North Crawford Seneca, after winning his preliminary match, lost his quarterfinal. He is in the consolation bracket. Also along the way from the winner's bracket, we lost Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Caden Coleman lost his first match. He will wrestle tomorrow as well in the consolation bracket for Ithaca Weston. Both Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville dropped out of the winner's bracket in this last round. Liam Carey and Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point did the same. Nathan Blosky of Fenimore, Nolan Henko of Lancaster, and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien all were in the quarterfinals but lost and are now in the consolation bracket. These are the wrestlers that still have state championships on the mind, and we wish them the best as their quest continues tomorrow. And that includes all three wrestlers from the Riverdale Chieftains, juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews, and sophomore Lakota Brewer. All won their quarterfinals, and so their championship hopes remain
Iowa Grand Highland had a good round. Victories for Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff. So they won 4 out of 5 in that particular round. Brock Hinderman dropped into the consolation bracket. Championships hopes still on the mind for Kurt Rule, a defending state champion for Mineral Point, and his teammates Rowan Carey, a senior, and Memphis Burkhalter, a freshman, all still going in the winner's bracket. Dodgeville has a pair of defending state champions that are in the state semifinals in Hakan Peterson and Shane Rashan. Aiden Grunenfelder and Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle are still in the winner's bracket. They'll be in the semifinals tomorrow night. Those semifinals will also see Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Blake Hendricks of Belleville Monticello New Glarus, Danny Heiser of Evansville looking for his fourth state title. We'll be back in the state semifinals tomorrow night. A couple of wrestlers from Fenimore, Tyler Zansavich and Tristan Stelt. Tristan, a two-time state champ. They won their quarterfinals tonight. They'll be in the semifinals tonight. Hayden Gillen of Mauston, Blake Cherry and Jack Simmons, both of Prairie du Chien. Championships hopes on the mind for all those young men and many more here in the state tournament. The girls will also have their semifinals tonight. And from our area, among others, we have Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca and Delia Collins of Mineral Point. Well, David, been a good day. Anything you'd like to add as I've been rambling here, closing things out?
Oh, that's all right. But no, I think, as Kurt had mentioned earlier, I think our wrestlers, you know, certainly had some losses. But all in all, I think we've done very well. And a lot of guys to continue to watch through tomorrow. You know, guys that lost tonight still get to wrestle again tomorrow. You know, everybody's guaranteed the 2 matches. So that's kind of neat for them, and hope for the best to see what tomorrow brings.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us throughout the day today. This is the 82nd annual wrestling tournament. I've been here for almost half of them, David.
Yes.
And I would guess throughout your wrestling career and coaching career and broadcasting career, you've probably been close to half of them also.
Quite a few, yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, and this is the fourth edition of the girls state tournament. The first one was in La Crosse. The last three have been right here at the Cole Center in Madison, along with the boys. And we'll have plenty of action for you tomorrow throughout the day on WRCO, the sports voice of southwestern Wisconsin. For Kirk Lair and Pat Mahoney and David Werman, I'm Bill Twining. Thanks for joining us. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31. Northwest winds turning southerly between 5 and 15. Friday, variable clouds and windy, isolated light showers possible later in the day, and a high of 51. Friday, sprinkles or flurries possible, a low of 18 Friday night, sunny on Saturday and a high of 30. 38 Sunday with light winds, and by Monday, a few light rain showers and a high of 47.
100.9 WRCO.
Skinny dipping in the moonlight. This is how it went down in a small town on a Friday night. Fifth quarter hometown legends in our own mind. Setting it off because we took it out in overtime. Just the way that it was when it was what it was. These are the stories that I heard when I was growing up. Gonna let my generation know we can do it again. If we bring the real from way back when, let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck. Rewind, don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Yeah, well, I've been hearing all these stories from my Gen X kin. They've been telling me about the times when kids could be kids, riding bikes, digging dirt, staying out all day. Yeah, that's when play was really play. Three-wheelers, trapper keepers, cranking up that high for teacher, having fun under the bleachers. A little PDA, skipping stones down by the lake. Take it low, make a truck bitch, shake them good old country days sound so much better than this. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the flyers, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Something just ain't right. There's nothing wrong with new, but we need a little more of that simple life. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Give me a George Strait song with some Beastie Boys rhymes, some Ray-Bans and some moonshine. Let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road.
Busted you.
face or the coke and the crown. Whatever makes you feel like a rock star.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk It a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk Into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
100.9 WRCO. I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, from the bayou. Out in the driveway, backed up to a
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge finds the Trump-Musk mass firings of federal probationary workers to likely be unlawful. Judge William Alsup in San Francisco says the Office of Personnel Management has zero authority and orders the head of the office to testify in court in 2 weeks. Labor unions and other groups sued. Discussing the Russian-Ukraine war, President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House.
The disaster in Ukraine shows exactly why it's so important for the United Kingdom and other NATO partners to make large investments in their defense capabilities. In many cases, 4% or 5% of GDP would be appropriate.
At least 13 people injured when a car rammed into a bus stop in northern Israel. Israeli officials say the driver was a Palestinian from the West Bank. Police investigating the deaths of Oscar winner Gene Hackman, his wife, and a dog in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Bodies found on the floor of their home. This is ABC News. Aid groups around the world are scrambling after more cuts by USAID despite a court ruling. Thousands of contracts are being scrapped.
Despite a federal judge ordering them to resume paying foreign aid, the Trump administration acknowledged this week that they still withheld nearly $2 billion from nonprofit groups. In exclusive audio obtained by ABC News, Peter Morocco, a top USAID and State Department official, can be heard boasting earlier this month about stopping the payments.
And so we were able to seize control of that, stop them, take control of some of those people, and make sure that that money was not getting out the door.
Late yesterday, the Supreme Court delayed the deadline for the Trump administration to pay those nonprofits more than $1.9 billion, requesting further briefing on the issue by Friday. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Singer Katy Perry headed into space, blasting off aboard next month's launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket, also aboard former TV correspondent Lauren Sanchez. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Albert Sorty from Escanaba in the Moonlight, and I'm here with the